Evening, just a very brief thought. Yesterday we began Halacha Dalet of Siman Vav, Hilchot Brachot. If you say Brachot Levatala or Brachot Shenet Tzricha, you need to, we'll need to avoid that in the first place, either misusing the name of God or overusing the name of God. And the Halacha continues with the remedy. The remedy for Brachot Shenet Tzricha doesn't really exist. It was a reasonable use of God's name. It was just an overuse and should be avoided. But if there was a bracha levatala, there is a remedy. What's the remedy? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto. We say the phrase which appears on the face of it to be almost an abject apology, the liturgical equivalent of groveling. You say God's name by mistake, oh Baruch Shem Kavod, which essentially translates as may the name of his glorious kingdom be blessed forever and ever. Again, almost as if like, oh, oops, shouldn't have said that, my mistake. But there is another way to see that expression, not just as a, oh, shouldn't have done that, forgive me, bite my lips. When else do we say Baruch Shem Kavod initially? L'chatchila, when is it integrated into our ritual lives? Shema is one, and there's one other time. Ah, that was going to be my follow-up. Why? We say Baruch Shem Kavod in between. Sfaradim don't do this. Ashkenazim say Baruch Shem Kavod between putting on one set of tefillin and the other, because there's a debate about whether you say two brachot or one bracha. How many brachot does Sfaradim say? One. So they don't have the issue, because that's how they paskin. Ashkenazim, we like to sit on the fence. So we say maybe there's two, maybe there's not. We'll say two, but in between we'll say Baruch Shem Kavod, which again, you say a bracha and then you instantly take it back. It seems like a very odd thing to do. It seems almost insincere. If it is an apology, I shouldn't have done that. We do that every day. It's scripted. And the Aruch HaShulchan actually suggests that Baruch Shem Kavod is not an apology. It is Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shamayim. It is just the reacceptance of the yoke of heaven. And actually what it's doing is, it is reinvesting the term that you just overused with a sense of meaning and purpose. So if you say Baruch HaLevatala, one could just say, oh, sorry, won't do that again. Or you could take a moment and say, Baruch Shem Kavod, may that name be blessed forever and ever. And actually, we're not apologizing. We're taking a moment to reinvest that name with meaning that we had just misused, which of course works ritually speaking. But I think also that can apply, as we said yesterday, that we measure our words so that they have meaning. And sometimes we can have a phrase that we overuse. And this can be to children, to spouses, to friends, to parents. We can say, I love you. And somebody says, okay, love you, see you soon. And that word becomes so overused, how does it bear meaning anymore? And if you take a moment on occasion, not to turn around and say, I love you, Baruch Shem Kavod, but you say it and then you reinvest it with meaning by following up, elaborating what that means, there is a way to recapture that meaning, not just, of course, with I love you, but with all terms of affection and meaning and outreach. There are ways that words get overused, but it's never too late to reinvest them with the sentiment with which they began. We'll do Marv.